Yeah.
Okay. There is shown in both here and in the section of the Zara. Ask a very famous shayla before we go on in our Gemara of a stira between our Gemara and Avodah Zarah daf Samach Vav in Avodah Zarah daf Samach Vav. The Gemara's machlokes is bas tiha, which is some sort of smelling of wine, as which was, I guess, some sort of profession. You can make money checking the quality of the wine somehow. And the and they ask whether a Jew could do bastiha for wine of a goy, for yayin nesach. And they machlok is a bain rab, whether recha milsa or recha lav milsa. Right? Does reach count or not? And we paskin l'chora like Rava. Okay, there may be a shitas yachid of Rabbeinu Chananel that doesn't sound that way. But we paskin like Rava that recha lav milsa. And in any case, Rava is one of the people in our sugya, and he paskins like Rava that recha lav milsa. So all the Rishonim ask Kastira, if recha is lav milsa in Maseches Avodah Zarah, meaning it doesn't count, sounds like sort of a you know, in Bomamish, there's no Isser. How come in our sugya to take a Zavar Pasha that there is an Isser in Reich? Number one, first they say that, you know, there's no Me'ila, but there is an Isser. And then they say, really, there's even Me'ila in Reich before it's Ola Tim Russell. So we see for sure there's an Isser in Reich. That's, they talk about Ha'isur Ika. The line of the Gemara is, My love, Losanum Defnim, the Lo'efshik of Machan, also Lo Losanum De Machutz. But clearly, Losanum De Machutz, there is fundamentally an Isser in smelling Reich. So how can there be an Isser in smelling Reach? In the Maseches Avodah Zarah, it says straight out that there is no Isser in Reach. So we have a bit of a Machlokas Rishonim, how to answer that question. What is the most popular answer among the Rishonim to this stira? Why over here Reach is considered Aser? And in Avodah Zarah, Reach Alav Milsa? Yeah, exactly. Milsa, asui l'reach or not. Right, that is, you know, even in our sugya, the Mordechai says it here, and the Maamar Chalava says it here, and the Me'iri, and the Ramban and the Ran, and other Rishonim and Avodah Zarah, all say that it depends if it's asui l'reach or not. In our sugya, we're talking about Ketores, and Lachor, if you say the beginning, our sugya, reach of Avodah Zarah, those are things that are actually made for reach. Things that are made for reach, and called the Yisra'na. Likewise, that explains why in Daf Yud Beis, in Amud Beis in the Sefer Avodah Zarah, it's usher to smell the hadasim and the verudim of Avodah Zarah. Because usher l'reach, then that's usher l'reach, then recha is for sure milsa. However, the Gemara in Bastia is talking about wine. Wine is not usher l'reach. So in wine, recha is, is lav milsa. So that is the most popular answer among the Rishonim, that it depends if something is Asur L'Reach or if it is not Asur L'Reach. And something's not Asur L'Reach, it's Lav Milsa. You have to figure out exactly why, if something's not Asur L'Reach, the Reach is Lav Milsa. Why, if something's not Asur L'Reach, is the Reach Lav Milsa. So let's just figure out, you know, if we're here, we're in Bas Tiha, right, which was Avodah Zarah, Samach Vav on the base. Why, no, Isser Hana'ah L'Kulei Alma in the Reach. So many Yishanim said, because it's Eino Asoy L'Reach, and Eino Asoy L'Reach, we say Recha Lav Milsa. Why should make a difference if it's Asoy L'Reach or not? Like, so it's not Asoy L'Reach, but it has a nice smell. Because if it's Asoy L'Reach or not. Ah, so Tosos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Beis says, although in the end he questions that, could be.
No, because it's lav kederach
hanah son. Of course, the problem with that is, and this is exactly Tosos suffix there. What's the problem with that? Yeah, that's exactly what Tosos says. He says, remember, Tosos said all that we showed him seems to in some place think there might be no issue to draw a button. Tosos and Rosar admits that's not so posh, and clearly you're not going to say it's a sheet of all that we've shown him, because what do you mean? Shalok Kedlav Kedech HaNasa should still be an issue to draw a button. It shouldn't be like totally much of the gamre for totally much of the gamre for no reason. So that's a little hard to swallow. Tosos himself says this. First of all, in Rosar, we're not sure if there's a heck of Lo Kedech HaNasa. But even if there is, says could be, and we paskin for sure that Loka Derech Nasan is the Nisra Rabbanan. So that's not going to be a good. That's not going to be a great explanation. So it's funny. None of the Rishonim exactly explain why the status of Reyach should depend whether it is whether it's Asui Lekach. Whether it's Asur Lekach or whether it is whether it's not Asur Lekach, Lechor, it could be what you have to say, although I have no raya for this, is that, and it's a question of the chetzer you're getting hanoah from. Right, when I get hanoah from reyach, right? Do I see the reyach as the reyach is an extension of the original chefza? Right, the reyach is part of that chefza. When I'm smelling the smell, I'm smelling that chefza. Or do we say no? The reyach is a different phenomenon created by that chefza. Right. Basically, the question is the reyach? You could ask, you know, is it yesh bo mamish? Or ein bo mamish. So we would think yesh bo mamish or ein bo mamish depends on just physically you have to analyze, you know, what kind of molecules it is and how the physics behind it works, etc. But it could be not. That yesh bo mamish, right? What does Rashi say, yesh bo mamish? Rashi says here, yesh bo mamish, there's mamish in the salmonin. So there's mamish in the salmonin, but the obvious question in Rashi is, that's what Rinyan David says, but I'm not smelling the salmonin. I'm smelling the reyach. So apparently what Rashi thinks is that, no, the Reach is an extension of the Salmonim. The Reach is an extension of the Chetzah of the Salmonim. The Salmonim spread to include the Reach, and that's what Yesh Bo Mamish. When it comes to, you know, colon, mare, you're not going to say that the, you know, the horn includes the sound waves. But Rashi apparently thinks that, you know, this Reach is the same Mamash as the Salmonim. So is that true? Is Reach, again, we might answer based on physics. But if you don't want to answer based on physics, is Reach really the chetz of the Isser just extended in space? Or is Reach some new phenomenon created by the Isser, like Kol and Mare? Kol comes from the heart, but it's not the heart. So what is Reach? So it could be that depends whether it is Asur Lekach. Maybe the point is that in Asur Lekach, the Reach is an extension of the original chetzah. Why? Because the whole chetzah was asui l'reach. This is a chetzah of reach. This is a perfume. When a perfume spreads, it's still a perfume. As opposed to, say, an esrog or something, right? To use the example of the Gemara in Sukkah that hooks on the svaso, no, a hadas is something to create smell. So all the smell is part of that hadas, because little particles that come from the hadas. So also an esrog is something for eating, at least in their days, or nowadays you'd say a lemon is something for eating. So if you smell the lemon, you know, or whatever, or a chulit is something for eating. So if you smell the chulit, maybe we don't consider that smell to be part of the chulit. That smell is a different phenomenon which came from that chulit, but it's not part of the etzma chetza, because the chetza was not defined by the smell. So coming here, you say, if it's also lekach, that is part of the chetza. If it's ain't no also lekach, then the smell is a new thing which is ein bo mamish. So maybe that's what the Rishonim might mean here.
Just to clarify, last week explain Rashi differently. He mentioned in his discussion that it must look good, coming to the Rashi saying, who did not, that's where Shad Rashi was also. This seems to be a different direction than Rashi.
Right, so I think last week I was saying more b'kitzer, that he didn't just mean the Reach had a diktoris ha-samadim, and now I'm saying no, maybe he means like something slightly different here, which is that, which I think is more medoyek, which is that it's not just that in and of itself the smoke is considered Dabar Sheish B'mamish. The smoke is considered Dabar Sheish B'mamish because the smoke isn't samadim. Why isn't the smoke samadim? The whole point of samadim is to make smoke particles, is to make smell particles. The whole point of samadim is to make smell particles, and that's part of the samadim. If you have though a lemon or a cholent or any other kind of thing where the whole point of it is not to make smell, the whole point of it is to eat, or like wine, the whole point of it is to drink, then we say that that smell is not part of the chefza, and then it would be in bomamish. That's what I think, and maybe you could bring it to you from this Rashi, which as Simi pointed out, I did not say last time, to explain what most Mishonim say about Asur Lekach.
I mean, it's not a machloket in mitzvah that it is all particles, smell is always.
Right. They're not saying that whether or not it's also a kach affects the physics. Right? We're not saying that like bigger pieces come out of something also a kach and smaller pieces come out of something that's not also a kach. We're saying that we have to define the sort of halachic status of this chetza. What is this chetza? Are you using the part of this chetza? Or is the smell a new thing, which is Ingbo Mamish? And that might depend. If the thing was smell all along, then the smell is just the way in which you are ingesting that chafetz. If the chafetz was not for smell all along, then the smell is not considered part of the chafetz. The smell is a side phenomenon. And therefore, it's Ingbo Mamish. So I recognize that I don't have a raya for this, but otherwise I'm not sure what all the Rishonim mean, because they definitely don't mean that it's Lav Kedir Chanasa.
What happens when Reach goes into food? Like in Truma, when Reach brings Reach in Truma, or maybe about one, bread.
Okay, so what happens in those cases? So in those cases, so when the Reach goes into food, so the simple, if Rava holds all Reach is Milsa, so the, let me go back to that. Okay, let me just point out that there are other Rishonim who don't like this chiluk. Because after all, it is a subtle chiluk. It's not so pashut what the svara is. Like, we want to say what the svara is, but it's not so pashut. So there are other Rishonim who give more technical answers there, who say that really, right, if you say there's no difference between Asoy and Eino Asoy Lekach. So, why is Bastia Mutter? There's no difference between Asoy and Eino Asoy?
I'm not suggesting there's a policy of dimension how you go about taking it in. But in the case of Bastila, it's a Mechav and Afrik, and you can Google Sharia, and it's essentially more of an eating of some sort.
That's not answering this question yet. What do you mean? And therefore, why isn't it Asoy?
No, therefore, Bastia, you're more likely to
ask. But more Bastia's mother. We pass the Reich of Milsa. You're answering a different question. But why do we pass the Bastia's mother? Right. Why do we pass the Bastia's mother? Why do we say Reich of Milsa?
Your nose.
What?
Your nose. I mean, it's in your mouth.
Exactly. So, exactly. So that is what the Ran points out based on the Rach. The Rach says in Bastiha, you don't smell it with your mouth, with your nose. You smell it with your mouth. So you could say that smelling it with your mouth, that's not Bechlal, the normal Hanav smelling, because, again, it gets very complicated in biology. What happens, smell and the taste, apparently there's a significant link between them. But still, we understand that if you taste the smell, that's not the same as smelling a smell. Now, we usually don't try to taste smells. Why would we ever do this? Let's say you held your nose, and you only let the smell go on your tongue and saw what it did for your taste buds. So, that is, and saw what it did for your taste buds. So, I don't know exactly what would happen, but I think that, according to Rabbeinu Hanano, who says you don't use your nose, you use your mouth, And many other Rishonim also say this. The Ram points out similarly. Rebbeinu Chananel says, use your mouth. It could be that smelling with your mouth is not hana. You know, maybe you really don't get much hana out of smelling with your mouth. All these sugya are sugya is about actual smelling in the normal way. That's not really talking about smelling, because you don't care about the smell. You're actually just checking what the smell tastes like. And therefore, tasting the smell maybe is not really such a hana. I mean, it's taka. You don't really enjoy the smell if you taste it. So that's definitely possible. What else could you say? The Ramban there, based on Tosus there, I mean, the Ramban, one of his many answers there, right? All the Shonen have a number of answers. Makes an okimta. He says, in that case, maybe there is just Pashit no Hana, right? No Hana, because the smell is mazik. Right, remember, in that case, all the other cases, you're trying to do some tricky quality assurance. It's not actually a normal case of smell, because the Rav says it's not a normal case of smell because it doesn't go in your nose. The Ramban says a little differently. He says not a normal case of smelling. This is based on what Tosa says there. Tosa says because it's mazik. Because actually, you don't, not only like don't you really get a good smell, the smell is actually painful for you. Yeah, I don't know if it's tremendously painful, but the smell is bad for you because it's such a strong, concentrated smell of wine that it actually ends up being an unpleasurable experience instead of a pleasurable experience. The only reason you do it is so you can check the quality of the wine. But he said just mitzias. There's no havamina of hana there because it's mazikyu. And the no havamina of hana because it's mazikyu. And the Ran in Chulin says most famously, based on our sonya, what would you answer? Could be the Ran of Rizor also means this. That why is there no problem there? What? Because that's a case of Eina Miskavim. And we paskin that, right? Whether it's Efshar or Efshar, Eina Miskavim is Mutter.
What does it mean by Eina
Miskavim? Eina Miskavim means you only want to check the quality of the wine. You don't want to enjoy the smell. You're not trying to enjoy the smell of this wine. You're just trying to check the quality of the wine. And if you'll say, and here's what this is the famous Ron, if you'll say, but isn't it a sick ratio? So here's the Ron famously said, that ain't no miskaving, and there's no din of sick ratio by Hana. When it comes to Hana, there's no din of sick ratio. So even though it's of sick ratio that you're being nana, since your intention is not to be nana, your intention is just to see what it is. To check the quality, not at all to enjoy the smell. Therefore, he calls that a psik resha. Halakha lemaisa, there's a tremendous nafkamina between the first answer and the other answers, which is a big debate among the poskim. If reyach, what about stam? Anything that's eno asli lekach, are you allowed to smell it or not? Right? Stam things are eno asli for smelling. Are you allowed to smell them or not? Right, if someone's the guy is cooking a cholent on Pesach, right, with barley, right, cooking a chametzik cholent, are you allowed to smell it or not? If the store is cooking a basar b'chalav soup or something, or basar b'chalav lasagna or whatever, are you allowed to smell it or not? If it's ainu asur l'kach. So according to most Rishonim, halach l'maisa. Anything that's not osir lekach is lav milsa, and is perfectly mutter to smell. Whatever the explanation is, it's perfectly mutter to smell. According to the some of the other explanations, no, everything is osir to smell, unless it's a special case, like we had in Bastiha. Maybe it's a special case because you didn't really smell it, or it's a special case because the smell was actually bad for you, or it's a special case because you weren't miskaven, you were just trying to do some funny chemical check on it. But in a normal case, it would be osur. So that's a tremendous nafkamina among the poskim. It seems to be machlokas between most achronim and the Gra. The Gra seems to be machmer like the other day, us that even ain't osur lekach is considered hanaah, while most poskim seem to hold that
Ain also the kach is perfectly fine. That's not the chlal, the isser of Recha Milsa. Halacha l'maisa, most akronim seem to hold like the more like shot number one, that ain also the kach is no sarana. But in practical cases, they end up being machra in most cases because number one, we're not really sure often what's also the kach, what's not also the kach. Because in a lot of stores, they davka make it to have a good reyach so that they can draw in the customers. So maybe like a lot of things are osu l'kach, like bakeries. You really gonna tell me it's not osu l'kach but smell the chametz on Pesach or all year round? What do you mean? That's part of their business plan that the smell makes people buy it. And because they're also afraid of a side problem that you might end up accidentally eating it. So halacha l'maaseh, we try to avoid all reyach. But it really depends on this machlokas. B'ikaron. Now, grunis b'yiforel. Of course, the question is, what is the machlokas about recha milsa, recha lav milsa in bastiha? And if you say, what does mandava recha milsa hold? Right? If you say there's actually no hana at all, right? Then, or you say, you know, that it's lokom chavin, right? Or you say that when you taste it with your mouth, unless that's good what they're arguing about. But what does Manda Amar Recha Milsa hold in Avodah Zarah? You know, if we've really gotten out of being Hana, what does Manda Recha Milsa hold? So, what are you going to answer? Exactly. What does Manda Amar Recha Milsa hold? So certainly, according to these last three pshatim, you have to say that Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa is not arguing about anything to do with our sugya. They both agree. They both agree when it comes to Hana'a that Recha is Hana'a, but in this case there's a heter, right? Everyone agrees all Reach is Hana'a, but that's not relevant to Bastiha because this either is not Hana or it's Enam is Kavim, so it's Matir. The Machlokes is whether Reyach equals Tam. The Machlokes of Recha Milsa has nothing to do with the Isuri Hana. Everyone agrees all Reyach is Hana, whether Asur L'Kach or Nam Asur L'Kach, and everyone agrees there's some technical reason why there's no Isser Hana by Bastiha, either because you're taking with your mouth so you're not Nana, or because it's too strong a smell and it's Mazik's not Nana, or because Enam is Kavin is Mutter. It's a gracious Mutter by Hana. Now, closest by Rabba, but Recha Milsa says whether Reach counts as Tam or not, whether Reach is considered eating. They're arguing about the relationship between the Chosha Reach and the Chosha Tam. We all know that scientists tell us that there's a very complex interplay between the sense of smell and the sense of taste, actually, how you think something tastes. Depends on how it smells. They did experiments where like they fed someone something and stuck some other smell in their nose and they thought it tasted like the thing in their nose. Now again, I don't know exactly where to draw the line, but there's clearly biologically some interplay which you don't have in the sense of hearing and the sense of taste, which are two totally different things, right? You can whisper in my ear, milk, 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 and if you give me orange juice to drink, it'll taste like orange juice. But if you stick a little milk smell in my nose and you give me orange juice to drink, it'll taste like milk. So they're arguing about whether, a different machlokas, whether Reach is considered achila or not. And if Reach is achila, then achila is usher with my mouth, obviously. That's a maisa achila. And even if it's mazik, even something that doesn't taste so good is still a maisa achila. Right? It's still at least usher rabbanim is a maisa achila. And even if sikresha is usher by maisa achila because there are rules. So by achila, there is no heter of eating with your mouth. Obviously, it's class eating. There's no heter of mazik by achila because at the very least, it's not mutter l'achila to eat something which doesn't taste so great. And there's no heter of sikresha by achila because there are rules that achila even without kavanas chayav. Is whether Reyach counts as Achila or not. And that's why it works very nicely that some of the examples they bring in there
are like the Reach Kamon in the Truma, right? That if I, sorry, the Reach of the Truma Kamon in the bread that I bake, or if I eat something baked in an oven with the Reach of Truma, what's my focus? I'm not really smelling it anymore. I'm eating something that got the smell. So maybe the machlokas is, or the parallel sugya in Psachim, of if I, you know, if I barbecue kosher with treif, the smell of treif goes into the kosher, all those cases, machlokas or reich lamilz is not about whether it's handa or not. That's not the discussion here. The discussion is whether smell is an iser achila or not, right? If chepta A got the smell of chepta B, do we say tam ke ikar, and now it's like I'm eating chepta B. So the machlokas right rub is all about whether reyach counts as eating or not.
Do you smell when you're eating this bread that has a truma smell in it? You're eating the tasteless odor. Are you smelling it? What are you doing?
So the simple shot is I'm eating the smell. But if you all that smell and taste are the same thing, then if you all that smell and taste are the same thing, then I'm eating the taste. Because smell and taste are the same thing.
But I don't taste it.
What?
I mean, this is another way of smelling something is another way of determining whether there's tam buya in it.
The
not buya, I suppose, but whatever confusion.
No, they'd say like this. That the simple shot is when I eat this bread that has the reyach of kamon of truma in it, I'm not being nene. The bread's not any better because it has this reyach of kamon went into it, but I can taste a little something in the bread that comes from this reyach of kamon. So if reyach is a is ta'am, then I'm tasting treif. If reyach is not ta'am, then I'm not. And Rabbi says reyach's not ta'am, I'm not tasting treif.
Even though I'm tasting it?
What?
What's the chiddush? If there's ta'am in the bread of the truma, then how could you be matir because reyach al avilsa?
There's
ta'am went on.
There's not ta'am of the truma. There's ta'am of the smell of truma.
What does that mean?
What?
What is it? What? And so what's the chiddush? I guess I don't know what that means. There's ta'am of the reyach.
There's ta'am of the reyach. So if you say reyach is macholos asuros because smell and taste are the same thing. If you say smelling is tasting, then reyach is a trait food, and I'm tasting a trait food. But if you say smelling is not tasting, smelling is just hana'ah, then there's no trait food that went into here. There's just smell that went into here, but there's no trait food in here. Oh, it happens to be that I get a little funny taste in it. That's wonderful, but it didn't come from trait food. There's no tarobas or trait food.
Even if you say smelling is eating, it doesn't necessarily mean that smell is food.
Correct, but the Gemara seems to assume, l'chora, the simple shot, they seem to assume that hainu hach.
I'm tasting the smell. I saw it in Matzias, was it?
What?
It tastes different. I mean, I guess if you taste the same as truma, it's going to be something different. But
yeah.
But it tastes like truma.
But it doesn't have any truma in it.
I know it never touched truma, so I know I'm not tasting truma, just tasting reyach truma.
Right, so the question is whether reyach truma is l'chol sasurus or not. I think that's how they would explain this. Because it's not about whether smelling is hana or not. Because whether smelling is hana is not a machlokes abayim rava, right? Whether smelling is hana is not a machlokes abayim rava. Machlokes abayim rava is whether smelling is eating. And then you take it one step further, whether smell is food. So the question is tarobas of truma food, or is there not a tarobas of truma food? Is there a tarobas of trade food, or is there not a tarobas of trade food? Lechora, that's how the round or bottom, those who take this approach, giving a technical answer, would interpret the machlokes between Abaye and Abaye and Rabba.
So like smoked cheese or fish or these things, that's eating the reyach. That's the case.
So according to Abaye, I am eating wood.
And according to
which is fine because let's assuming it was mutter wood.
Right. And according to Rava, no, you're not.
And according to Rava, no, I'm not. Meaning, if it would still perfume my house, I might be getting hana from wood, but mistama, it doesn't perfume my house, right? When I eat the smoked pastrami, it doesn't give any perfume. Mm. But you can taste the smoke, right?
Okay, smoke is even a little, you know, but see, a smoke is a little stronger than regular smell. But still, we can understand that in a case where it was in much closer quarters, then you'll be able to taste a little bit of the smell, but it doesn't perfume your house. If it perfumed your house, then whether it's usher or not, everyone would say it's usher to get hanah from isur hanah. Not to mention the fact that some of those cases aren't usher hanah anyway, only usher rachima. Right? Keep in mind, sachim, right, if I roast kosher meat with nevela, there's no isur hanah anyway. So what's the problem? The problem is rachila, because I'm eating the smell. That's what Abai says, and Brahma would say, what do you mean eating the smell? There's no such thing as eating smell, you're eating nothing.
Do you check presence of Reicha by smelling it or by tasting it?
In this case, Pashtus by tasting it. But it's an interesting question. Pashtus by tasting it. The Rama seems to assume that the Karun is Bittul B'Shishan in the Reach.
It's okay that Midashi Chalim and Arayos would really neutralize the point that they're making.
So it's clear that achila would neutralize these dish. I mean, in fact, I'm doing it with my mouth. That's classic achila, right? It's clear that mazik, even an achila would be usur, even if I taste something, even if I eat something that doesn't taste good, that's still usur, you know, at least on some level, depending on how bad it tastes. Right? If I smell something that doesn't taste good, that's not hanah at all. But if I eat something that doesn't taste good, that's still achila. Right, maybe it's kederach, maybe it's low kederach, but it's still achila. By definition, hanah that I'm not ne'eneh from is not hanah. But achila that I'm not ne'eneh from is still achila. If you're talking about the Ran, it's a very not pashut that misasik b'chalom arayis makes a difference. That depends on the question we had of how to interpret in the Rambam, why miskav was much about yisrael hanah, but misasik b'chalom arayis was chayav. But obviously, the Ran holds it's because achila is fundamentally different from hanah. And then it works out. If you would say it's because the aim is coming from different masasik, then this ram would not make sense anymore. Or if you said, you know, sort of bala balkarcha was different from going and doing it, this ram wouldn't make sense anymore. The ram obviously holds it. No, achila is, well, either he holds that, and here I'm going a little off topic. Either he holds that achila is just an objective result of achila. And therefore, Enemus Avimus Ask is much more. Hanah is no doing the mice of using for Hanah. Or he holds that Achila is such a strong Hanah that it overrides your lack of Kavana. It forces you to have Kavana or Ki'ilu Kavana. Well, regular Hanah is not so strong. That's what you have to say. Okay, in the. If you ask what Abaye holds in the. According to the Rishonim, say, the difference between. Between Enos and Rech or not, then we're not quite sure. There's some room for disagreement what Abaye holds. You know, the simple shot is you could still say that Reach. What do Abaye and Rava argue about? Yes, what do Abaye and Rava argue about? Then it could be that Abaye says Eino Osli L'Reach. Ain't also the reach is the chetza, and Rava holds ain't also the reach is not the chetza. Or perhaps you can understand it differently, but maybe two fundamentally different ways to understand it. The folks being Rava and Abaye. Are Rava and Abaye determining when you're really using the chetza, when you're not? Or are they arguing about the relationship between the sense of smell and the sense of taste? And Rishonim seem to assume that depends how you look at the Gemara. If you assume that that's all, so you know, also, they're arguing about the status of Davar She'eino Asur L'Reach. And they'd be arguing about the status of Davar She'eino Asur L'Reach, you know, whether you're talking about Achilo, whether you're talking about Handa, all the same. But if you assume that, no, they're not arguing about the status of any of the Reach. They're all agreeing that this is not considered Hanah. Then they're arguing about whether Reach enters the realm of Achila or Reach does not enter the realm of Achila. That is a simple shot. Okay, so two ways of understanding then what's going on in the whole sugya of Reicha Milsa or not. It could be that Reicha Milsa, they're literally arguing whether Milsa, whether it's considered to be Mamish, really using the Chetza in the Dorshinu also Makach or not. Or it could be, no, But thing with Rechamel has nothing to do with the worship. It's like Yishbo Mamish and Hanaa. They're both agreeing that within the realm of Hanaa, all Reach is Hanaa, and technically there's no Isser Hanaa there. They're arguing about, from the perspective of Achila, whether Reach counts Macholos Asuros or not. Okay, so that's two different ways to understand what the Machlok is about. What the Machlok is about Rechamel says. If you continue the Gemara, I just want to make a few ha'aros until we get to a bigger topic. Issue that Rav brought this up in the Harei Kedem around here is the Gemara says Ma'ila also based Kodesh Kedoshim. Remember, the Gemara says that they're not allowed to look in the Kodesh Kedoshim, which Abai used as a proof that Efshar Bekama Chavi was a problem. Rav says, what do you mean? It's just a Ma'ila based Kodesh Kedoshim. The question is, Lamaskana, why are they, the Halakha Maisa is correct, they're Meshalshal the Umanim in tables, right? They all the workers who go into the Kodesh Kedoshim have to go in little boxes, sometimes the people who do wash the windows, if they have fancy things, they go down in these little boxes with a little hole in the side to wash the windows, so that they don't look at the Kodesh Kedoshim. Why do they have to go in the box if they don't look at the Kodesh Kedoshim? So this question surrounds the Rambam. The Rambam has an interesting, the Rambam says in two places, in Hilchos Beis Chiyur Per Daled, he's discussing how they build the Beis HaMikdash. And he points out there's a secret trapdoor passage from the ceiling into the Kodesh Kodashim, but they go down in tables. But in Hilchos Beis HaBechiyur Per Zion at the end, he says, anyone who goes into the Heichal also has to go in a table. So the Rishonim, the Mefarshim, the Yosei Kalim all asked, like, why also the Heichal? Doesn't Rambam only say Kodesh Kedoshim? So, really, that's, you know, in a technical sense, that's not such an exciting question, as both the Mishnah Melech says and the whoever added that little parenthesis, the parenthetical note in the case of Mishnah, I'm not sure who it was, say the Rambam found it except in the first paragraph of Kedlam, which seems to sound like even to the Heichal you go in tables. Okay, not such a big chiddush. No reason that they can't also be makbid on looking at the Heichal as well. The Heichal is just as beautiful as the Kodesh Kedoshim. The more interesting question, just, and this is a chakir that the Rav deals with, which doesn't have a lot of gminas all over Shas, but why? Why aren't you allowed to look at the and enjoy the mara of the Kodesh Kedoshim? So the Mishnah Melech says, what does the Mishnah Melech say? Argmar says the special maila they made, right? The Mishnah Melech says no. That's only in the Havim and Sugya. The Maskana of the Sugya says that's the regular din of Isurei Hanaa. What does he say? He says that it's look, it's a case we paskin that Efshar Bekama Chavin is Asur like Rava. So if they're even though it's Efshar, if they're Mechavin it's Asur, and we paskin that Komo Marav Areach. Even though there's no Me'ila, there's still an Isurei Isbe. Most people say Isur Rabbanan. So, if there's still an Isur Rabbanan to enjoy the Mara, and Efshar Bekama Chavin is Asur, he says, L'maskana, it's the regular Isur Hanaa. So, Mishnah Melech says, L'maskana, it's the regular Isur of Hanaa from Hekdesh, the regular Isur Rabbanan of Hanaa from Mara Hekdesh, there's an Isur Rabbanan of Hanaa from Mara in Hekdesh, and even though it's Efshar, when you're fixing not to look, still, if you're miskaven, it's Asur. So that's why they have to go in tables, because the Isur of Hanaa, the Rav and the Harei Kedem disagrees with the Mishnah Melech, and the Rav says that, and the Rav seems to have a very nice point here. You know what the Rav like to do, in general, the briskers like to do, to be dyke, not just from what the Rav says, but. What? Okay, that's true. But from where he says it. Correct. So notice, this whole thing in the Rambam is not anywhere in Hilchos Me'ilah. Right? It's not in any of the parts of the halacha about getting Hanaa from Hekdesh. And if you ask where it is, what is Hilchos Beis HaMechira Per Zion all about, which is the main place he discusses this? Exactly. It's all about more Mikdash and not coming to the Mikdash Stam and restricting who comes to the Mikdash out of respect for the Mikdash. Right? So if you look at the context in which it's brought there in Per Zion, the whole Per Zion starts with the mitzvah say of more Mikdash. And what is more Mikdash? Various things, right? Including not to go places for no good reason, right? You can't go to Har Bayis for no good reason. In the Heichal, you can't even go for a good reason unless it's a, you know, real mitzvah, you know, unless it's a real avoda reason.
And then the whole Perek Shvi is talking about how you have to walk there, and you walk in the right place, and you don't walk in the wrong place, and you don't just stam have kalas rosh, and you don't sit. And then, specifically, in, he gets to all the places in which is kaddish than which, right? The kedusha of the various places. Again, Eretz Yisrael is more kaddish than Chutz L'Eretz. Yerushalayim is more kaddish than Yisrael. It has nothing to do with Israel, not. Just has to do with respecting the makom, and in the actual halacha of Gimel, what does he say there? He says that if you want to go check it out for maintenance purposes, you only do it once every 7 years. And then not do tanah has to do with more mikdash not going in and stam. And then he even says that when the workers go in, you could pick. You should get kohanim tamimim, unless they're not available, get bali mumin, and if they're not available, those get levim. If they're not available, those get yisraelim. And they get Tahorim. If there are no Tahorim available, get Temeim, etc. Then he says they should go in tables. So, what's the obvious point here? The point is all the other halachos here have nothing to do with getting Hana'ah, right? Whether the guy who goes in is a Baal Mum, or a Tamim, or a Tamim, or a Kohen, or a Levi, or a Yisrael, or a Tamim, or a Tahor, has nothing to do with the Isra Hana'ah of Mari Hekdesh. It has to do with more Mikdash restricting who goes in. Why is it more Mikdash than Kohanim and not Levim? Okay, maybe Drabanan. That's more mikdash to restrict who goes in to very special people. So likewise, I mean, that's the Rambam holds. No, even the maskana, it's a special maila of a base kodesh kadashim. What's the maila? The maila is not a maila not to get hana'ah, right? It's not a maila in the chetza of the bias not to get hana'ah from it. It's a maila in the makam of the bias to have more mikdash and not to, just like you're not supposed to go in if not necessary, when you go in, you're not supposed to look around if not necessary. You're not supposed to stop and enjoy the nof if not necessary, because that is not a respectful way to restrict. That's not restricting access. That's allowing free access to the mikdash. So the Rambam seems to hold that really lamaskana, it's still a special maila. It's not because of the hana at all. Because of the hana, they were never go there on the workers in these weird cases not to get hana from looking at the kodesh kadashim. Rather, it's a restriction of. It's a restriction of more mikdash, and that's why. And the Rav has various explanations, but you don't need to go into all the details. It's obvious, like, you know, why would the Rambam pick that he say it applies to the Heichal, but not outside the Heichal? Because Altsmor Mikdash, the Heichal has a higher level of Kedusha, and the Rambam understood that the Heichal is an Isra Biri Kanis, and the Heichal, like, you know, Yisrael were not allowed to enter, etc. So therefore, he understood that this level of Mor Mikdash was appropriate for the Heichal, and not for even the Heichal, but not for the Azara.
Maybe this is a silly question, but the Rav differentiates between all the regal who are allowed to see the kosher kedushim and these maintenance crews who can't. There's no mitzvah of going in to maintain. I mean, like, people are going in to clean up kosher kedushim.
No. What he's saying is this. What the Rav is saying is this. See, the Rav makes it seem like this has to do with the lundus I just mentioned. I really think it doesn't. I really think that it's lomal of lomorid. But everyone says the same one as the Rav. How come the Gran Yoma says they would roll back the parochas and show the all the regal of the kosher kedushim? Show them the chiba of the kruvim embracing. So the Rambam says, because that is part of the mitzvah of bias mikdash, and if it's part of the mitzvah of bias mikdash, then this I shouldn't regard this. Whether you say it's because of the isra hana'ah, or whether you say it's the isra hana'ah, or whether you say that it's because of more mikdash, either way, if it's part of the mitzvah of bias mikdash to understand the godless of what's going on in the mikdash, then of course there's no problem with Hana'ah. After all, why is not Hana'ah walk on the floor? Right? Why, you know, why isn't it enough for the Kohen to walk on the floor? Oh, unless they maybe for cover, etc. No, the answer is pashut, because there's no Isra Hana'ah. You're doing the mitzvah coming to the mikdash. I think that's obvious. The Isra Hana'ah is just stand to take advantage, not in the context of the mitzvah coming to the mikdash. So the Rav would say is, if you're, when you go to the mikdash, seeing the inside and being impressed by the Kodesh Kedoshim, by the Asherah Shechina, is part of the Kiyum. When you're building, it's a big mitzvah to build, but the more you see is not part of the Kiyum of building. Your building's not better if you look around and see all the gold and silver, or rather gold. Your building's not better if you look around and see all the gold and beautiful artwork. But your B.S. Mikdash is better if you see all the beautiful things, because it impresses you, and that's the whole point of seeing the Asherah Shechina, is the whole point of B.S. Mikdash. So I think that's true, that's all the Achronim write. There's really no kasha in the Gemara Yom in the first place, because if it's an Isra Hana'ah, there's no Isra Hana'ah doing the kiyum of Bias Mikdash and Alila Regel, and if it's Mitan Mor Mikdash, then even more obviously there's no problem of actually going in there to do what you're supposed to do.
So, just to So the Rav is saying that the Rav is only the Maskana Segora is the only Isser. When it says Marev, you Isuri Ika, whatever it says.
Maila doesn't mean that there's an Isser Handa'a. It means an Isser more Mikdash.
And it's specifically the Kodesh Kadash?
No, Blah Dog, the Kodesh Kadash. It's the Heichal as well.
And what about
They have to be talking about the Kodesh Kadash.
But it's not the Azara.
Right, for sure it's not the Azara because no one goes in tables to the Azara.
What about the Kol?
Kol?
Anyway, it says Kol, the Isser by Kol. What, that's also Vaila? I mean, that's Azara. It's not the.
No, the Isser of Kol is the regular rules of Isser HaNah. The Isser of Kol is the regular. If the Isser of Kol is the regular rules of Isser HaNah. The question is whether this Isser of Mar is the regular rules of Isser HaNah, that's Mishlo Melech, or a special Mile of Mar Mikdash, that's the Rav. Is it the regular rules of Isser HaNah, because the Maskana fits into the regular rules of Isser HaNah, the Isser Ika, or is it a special Mile of Mar Mikdash, that's the Machlokes, the Mishlo Melech and the Rav. The Mishlo Melech says the regular rules of Isser HaNah, same as Kol, same as Reach, more or less. And the Rav says, no, it's a special in the Mar Mikdash, because look what the Rambam put it, the Perek of Mar Mikdash.
Why isn't there Mar Mikdash on the Azara?
Ah, so there clearly is more Mikdash on the Azara. There's even more Mikdash on Harabayas.
Right.
But there's different levels. That's the point of Perek Zayin Hilul Beis Bechira. There's different levels. Mm-hmm. And a different level requires a higher more Mikdash. And the Rav points out, after all, there's an Isser B'yirei Kanis into the Heichal. Right? There's no Isser B'yirei Kanis into the Azara or Harabayas.
How does Mishnah Melech understand? He's going to say there really is Isser D'Rabbanan to look at the Azara?
What? How does the Mishnah Melech understand it? The Mishnah Melech, meaning why don't the workers have to go in Tevos to the Azara? If there's an Isser to get Hanav of the Marev Hektish, why don't they have to go in Tevos to the Azara? The answer might be, the simple shot might just say practically there's not as much to see. After all, it's not all gold, and even though the base matrix is pretty impressive, it was a pretty impressive building. But he's going to have a tougher time differentiating between the Azara and the Bayis. Either he's just going to have to say practically there's not as attractive to look at, or maybe, but this is a stretch, he can say the same thing as where you say, even people who go to work in the Azara are also Makayim, a kiyum of nasei of bias mikdash, or if that's nasei, because going to the Azara for any reason is a mitzvah, or for any good reason is a mitzvah, as opposed to going to the Heichal, which is, not a mitzvah unless you're doing avoda. So I'm not sure what had the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech would have a little easier time, the Rav would have a harder time, but the Mishnah Melech could still say, he could say either practically there's not as attractive, or just practically it's too inconvenient to make everyone go in Tevos, so Chazal or Meiko. That's probably the simpler way. Okay, the next point in the Gemara has a bit of a side point. The Gemara says, in the end, that Kol HaMarev have no me'ilah because it's by Mamash. But Reach has no me'ilah achash, not Olah Timraso, because it's Nasas Mitzvaso. And then the Gemara questions this very, very crucial Kachim principle. The Gemara says, "Hol v'nas mitzvaso, the meimer dechol heich nas mitzvaso imi shem me'ila, v'ari trumus adeshi nas mitzvaso v'yeshim imi shem me'ila, dechsev v'somo yitzal mizbeah shlo yifazer v'somo shlo yohaneh, the answer is shem davi trumus adeshi megi kona shnek suvim bam ke'ech v'hol shem suvim bam ke'ech leimu ladin and trumus adeshi at the armor big dune, the sevi nicham sham alam shitunim gniza, hanich l'arabon and armor alam shitunim gniza, odosa polygalai, domar vol rinlin kohen hed yomai v'nicham sham shlo shtam shem v'yom kipar ma'acher, ma'ik v'meimer, shem davi trumus adeshi v'eglar ruf shnek suvim bam ke'ech v'hol shnek suvim bam ke'ech ein meh Lamdim. Okay, Hanich Lamdim 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 Ma'ik Lamemar Trius Ksev Ksev Samo Ksev Harufa. Okay, Gevaldik. So there's a bit of a chakira this Rav Elchanan brings up, although some things tie into it you could question. But just I'm going to mention Barashi Prakim. Why is anything that's not mitzvaso not have me'ila anymore? So what does Rashi say? Why is not mitzvaso not have me'ila anymore? Because there's no tzarech gavoa, right? If there's no tzarech gavoa, then there's no me'ila anymore, right? So Rashi says it's a special rule of me'ila and kachim that if there's no tzarech gavoa, there is that if there's no tzarech gavoa, there's no me'ila.
Okay, even within this Rashi, one could be choker. You know, what does he mean? Does he mean when there's no tzarech gavoa, it loses this whole status of kachim? Or does he mean it's still kachim, but when there's no tzarech gavoa, there's no me'ila because it's not a shinoi of anything anymore? How could it be shinoi if there's no tzarech gavoa? Yatsa Miklal Kachi Hashem. So the simple shot of Yatsa Miklal Kachi Hashem. I'll go into a bit of a tangent. Simple klal of Yatsa Miklal Kachi Hashem means that it's not kachim. It means Rashi's being mechadish to us that the definition of kachim is tzarech gavoa. Definition of kachim is tzarech gavoa, and Dani will tell us what the other option is. Definition of kachim is tzarech gavoa, and it's pashut not kachim. Okay, there's a piece of Chiddush Grama Levi where he tries to prove that the Rama is not that way, but I'm not so sure how convincing his proof is. If you look there, you can. Page 120. But the simple pshat of Rashi is, you know, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, not kachi asem. The simple pshat is that hektish is defined by tzarech gavoa, and therefore nasis mitzvaso is not hektish. That is the simple pshat. This gets a little tricky, right? Simi, you're convinced of this pshat, right? You're absolutely convinced this is what Rashi holds. So I didn't ask you to look at this, but anyone ever learned Kiddushin? No? There's a funny Rashi.
Not that Rashi.
Okay. There's a funny Rashi on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, who says that, why are Shchut Echutz Asurin Bahana? Anyone know? So Rashi says, Shalib Shalcha Asur, if you shak Kachim Echutz Asur Bahana, Demi Yatra Noshin Esur Bamichayim Achre Shein Do in Israq. What was Matu Bahana? There was no Zrika, right? Shchut Echutz, there was no Zrika. So Bahana is still Asur. So Rashi seems to imply that, and he's talking to Doraita, that there's still an Isur Hana and Shchut Echutz. Now, a very simple question. What's the question I'm saying? Rashi says, it's not Shchut Echutz because you didn't do Zrika. There's no Tzarech Kavoa in Shchut Echutz. Like it's puzzle. Right? So, I'm not sure what you're going to do with that Rashi in Kiddushin up in Zayin Yud Beis. What's Simi going to say? So, I think for maybe Alpi, Rashi, Kiddushin, and Zayin Yud Beis, it's pretty clear, that's a more all over Me'ilah, that dead Kachim don't have Me'ilah Midoraisa. Right? So what does Rashi mean here? Now, everyone else argues on Rashi. But maybe Alpi Rashi, the answer is that there's no Me'ilah, but it is Hetzish Be'asr Be'hana'ah, and then you would say, if you put these two Rashis together. On the one hand, Nasa's Vassal is not Kodshi Hashem. Right? So there's no Me'ilah. On the other hand, even something that has no Tzarech, something that has no Tzarech Kavoa is no Me'ilah. But something which has no Tzarech Kavoa doesn't in Isra Hana, like Shchut Echutz. Right? So maybe what you have to say is that there's no Me'ilah because Me'ilah is Mitam Shinoi. Right? Like the more Mechudish modern shot that we mentioned the other day. If you say the Yisra Me'ilah is of Shinoi, then anything with no Tzarech Kavoa has no Me'ilah. Natsiz Mitzvah has no Me'ilah. But it still might be hektish and have an Yisra Hanah. So Natsiz Mitzvah and Kachim Shemesu and Shchut Echutz, basically any carbon which has no Tzarech Kavoa anymore, but has no Heter L'Kohanim, Heter Achil L'Kohanim, would not have Me'ilah because there's no Shinoi. You weren't supposed to use it for Hashem anymore. Either because you did the Mitzvah or because it's too late to do the Mitzvah. But it would still be hektish. Because it's still kachim. So if you put the Rashi together with the Rashi in Kiddushi, you might have to question what Simi said. Bidochak, maybe you could say, if you want to keep what Simi said, you could.
We just call it Rashi.
Answer Rashi in Kiddushin by saying, you know, either you could always say, right, you could always say that's only in a half meaning Kiddushin. Right? That was only one stage of the Gemara Kiddushin, but not that the Gemara ever rejected
the idea that shchudichah is aser b'hanah, and we all know shchudichah is aser b'hanah. Maybe say, yeah, that Rashi was talking in one stage of the Gemara, but really we don't hold like that. By saying that was only a havmina. What I mean by that is that in the end we don't learn anything from this line of reasoning. And they're trying to figure out why chulin shnis lebazar is aser. So first they think, just like shchudichah is aser b'hanah, chulin shnis lebazar is aser b'hanah. And then they said, not so pashut. So maybe really change your mind about shchudichah, but maybe say there's only a havmina. Or you could say that shchutei chutz have a tzorach gavoa. Maybe you could say that no, nas is mitzvah, so has no tzorach gavoa. Right? Ain bo tzorach gavoa. Shchutei have a tzorach gavoa, it's just an impossible tzorach gavoa. Shchutei chutz are still supposed to be brought as a kosher karban. You just can't because you're shechting them a chutz. But maybe you could say that it's because it's an impossible tzorach gavoa, right? If I tell you, you know, if I make a demand on you that you jump to the moon, you know, so is that really, do you really owe me anything? So the simple shot is no. Well, there's no tzorach gavoa shchutei chutz because it's impossible to bring in the carbon anymore. You could say, look, not in this fossil is no tzorach gavoa because you did what you're supposed to do. Shchutei chutz have a tzorach gavoa, it's just an impossible tzorach gavoa, and that impossible tzorach gavoa keeps it kashim because you theoretically have a tzorach gavoa. You should have brought it as a kosher. You still should bring it as a kosher carbon. You just can't. Right? It's dead. You shech the machutz. But if not for the technical problem that it's dead, you should be bringing it as a carbon. So maybe a sort of a theoretical tzorach gavoa, let's call it a theoretical tzorach gavoa, is good enough to call it kodshei Hashem. I know that's a little dachuk, but that's what Timmy's going to have to say. So within Rashi, you could have two ways of understanding Nasa Mitzvah. So, you could have two ways of understanding Nasa Mitzvah. So, one way, Simi's way, is that the simple way. It's not kosher, there's no tzorach gavoa. Oh, what do we do with Shnei Chutz? Either say, you don't hold like that, Rashi. That was only Rashi in one place, one house, and he doesn't hold like it. Or say that theoretically has tzorach gavoa, because you should bring it as a karban, you just have a technical difficulty because you already held it. Which is a little bit of a stretch, but maybe you could say, or maybe you could interpret Rashi a little more loosely, say, he doesn't mean it's not heftish. He means it's not kodshei Hashem in the parsha of Me'ilah. Kodshei Hashem means kodshei Hashem. In Me'ilah has to be kodshei Hashem, something with a mamish tzorach for Hashem that you're making a shinoy on. But even though it's not kodshei Hashem in the context of the pasuk in Me'ilah, because there's no shinoy if there's no tzorach gavoa, it's still kodshim, and it's still aser b'hanah. There's no shinoy, but it's still hektish. So this is, Rav Moshe, I think Ryan Miller mentioned the issue that the Gram, the Mishnah Gram Levi, page 120, makes this hakira using totally different makoros, whether not the mitzvah makes it not kodshim or still kodshim, just there's no Me'ilah. You can ayin shum, see if you agree with any of his diyukim, but I think really it comes down to having the yashu the stira between our Rashi and shchutei chutz. Either say nas mitzvah has no tzorach gavoa, but shchutei chutz has a tzorach gavoa, or say we don't hold like that Rashi, or say no, without a tzorach gavoa there's no me'ilah. It's not kodshei Hashem in the pasuk of me'ilah, but it's still hektish in the on the pasuk of chet chet mitruma. Let's look at the Tosfos for a second. What is this idea of? Let's look for a second, Greek. What is the idea of Naseis Mitzvah? So one way of learning this Mitzvah is that Hektish is defined by Tzorach Gavoa. Another way of learning the Mitzvah is that, no, Hektish is defined by Hektish, by Acholos Hektish. But Me'ilah is defined by Shinoi. If there's no Tzorach Gavoa, how could there be a Shinoi? That's the most partial argument in the world. However, Tosfos seems to hold like neither Pshat of Rashi. Why? Why does Tosfos, not everywhere, Tosfos in some places, some assessments by Oleg Rashi, Tosfos and Tumura seem to hold like neither Pshat or Rashi, because what does Tosfos and Tumura say? But how does that prove he doesn't hold like neither Pshat or Rashi? How do you know Tosfos and Tumura doesn't hold like neither Pshat or Rashi? Yeah, he applies it to Kol Tarkula, not only Kutchim. Right? Meaning in Rashi, that's where Rochanan works out. But you only need Rochanan to undo the fact that you're corrupted by Tosfos. But if you just read Pashat Shan and Shas, Nasim Mitzvah is something about Hektish. It could be Hektish defined by Tzor Kavoa, or it could be Me'ilo defined by Shinoi. But what does Nasim Mitzvah have to do with Orla and Klayakarim? Right? If I burn Orla, what do Nasim Mitzvah? What do you mean? Orla is not defined by Tzor Kavoa. Burning Orla is not a Tzor Kavoa. Orla is defined by the first 3 years. So it's still the first 3 years. Okay, maybe it's Wolkin Yochanasan after I burn it by Klayakarim. Should somebody else know right after I burn it? Right? So neither of these shatim, Orla is not about. Both these shatim are based on Sarkavoa. Either the definition of the Hecht of Hecht is Sarkavoa, or the definition of Me'ilu is the Shinoi King Sarkavoa. But there's no Sarkavoa. Orla is not because of Sarkavoa. The Israel of Orla and Klaikar is not because of Sarkavoa. It's because they grew in the first 3 years, they grew McLean. So Tosfos seems to assume by saying that it applies to Kola Tarakula. Not just Hektish, it must be that Tosfos has a very different shot here. It must be that Tosfos thinks that it's just a Xeris HaKosov that Asiyas Mitzvasan is Matir. Must be just, it's not because of the nature of Hektish. It has nothing to do with Hektish. And you're not going to get me to believe, you can try if you want, that, oh no, the nature of Arla is not that Arla is something that grows in the first 2 years. Arla is something that Hashem needed burnt. No. Arla is not only Arla because Hashem needed you to burn it. It's Arla because it grew in the first 3 years, and what you do with it is burn it. You're not, it's going to be very hard to get me to believe that what he means that, no, the definition of Arla is that which Hashem is a tzorach to burn. If you tell me the definition of Kachim is that Hashem is a tzorach to burn in the base of Mikdash, I can believe you, for sure. But if you tell me that the definition of Arla is that which Hashem is a tzorach to burn, and therefore once we burn it, it's not Orla anymore. That's very hard. Simple shot and close that he thinks is Xeris HaKosov, that when you do a mitzvah, that's a matir, that whenever Hashem told you to do a mitzvah, when you do that mitzvah, that's matir that you serve. Not given the definition of the chetz in the first place. So Xeris HaKosov, that a CS mitzvah is matir, and what he would Chorba told us to understand is it's not just that we can't learn the Isser after Nasim Mitzvah and Truma Sadeshin and Big Dikuna. But that we learn a Matir from Truma Sadeshin and Egla Rufa and Big Dikuna. Right? Because the Torah has to go Shnei Tzum Bam Ke'echad, or because the Torah has to go Tumiyot by Egla Rufa and by Egla Rufa and by Big Dikuna and or Big Dikuna and Truma Sadeshin. Therefore we see that in everything else, Nasim Mitzvasan is a matir. And the course those things is not something specific to Hekish. No. It's just a matir of Nasim Mitzvasan. That is the Shita of Tosfos. There's a matir called Nasis Mitzvasan. Which is seems to be very different than Rashi. It's nothing to do with Hekish. Okay, so that is, you know, the nafkaminas you can find here and there. That is the basic, just the Rashi Prakim of the Lumdus, in terms of the three ways of understanding Nasis Mitzvasa.
That's the ignorance question. Isn't Mitzvah the Bar-Ola?
Yes. Now, it's not one of the 248 Mitzvahs Asay, I admit. You're not going to find 248 Mitzvahs Asay. But how do we know the Mitzvah the Bar-Ola? The Gemara learns it, I think the Gemara learns it from Klai Karim. The mitzvah to burn Arla, because it's definitely mitzvah to burn Klai Karim. It says, Ed Dikdash, and the drasha is Tukadesh. So there are many Nisrafim that we assume there's a mitzvah to burn. Some of them actually have one of the 248 mitzvahs say to burn. Others, I guess, you assume it's just part of that. Halacha is the mitzvah to burn them, even though it's not independent mitzvah. But that's all what Tosa says, at least. Although, I think you might not have a choice but to say the mitzvah to burn Arla, because we know, halacha l'maisa, you have to burn your Arla. So if you have to do it, from the Torah. So lechora, you have to call that a mitzvah, right?
You're saying
the Gemara assumes it's Darur Pasha, that the Torah tells you to burn Arla.
Right.
So you can argue about exactly what you call it, but it's got to be called a mitzvah on some level, because it's something the Torah told you to do, which lechora is what we mean by mitzvah, even though it's not one of the 248. Burning Noser is one of the 248. Burning Arla Kalai Karim is not, but still, it's something the Torah told us to do. So you'd have to assume that that's worth something.
Right,
meaning if I have Kalai Karim, I can't just lock the door and never touch them. I have to be matriach myself to burn them. As opposed to, chametz for the chametz, I also have to be matriach myself, but just from a different angle. Says, I have to be matriach myself because then otherwise I'll have chametz. Right. Another very interesting question is brought up by the Tosfos in Yoma. They ask the question of Sugya, the whole kind of Nasas Mitzvaso, how does Nasas Mitzvaso apply to Ketores? So lechora, the answer is obvious. How does Nasas Mitzvaso apply to Ketores? What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, at what point is Nasas Mitzvaso? Misha Tala Timroso, right? When you consider burning the Ketores. It's always a big question, Machlokes Tanaim in many cases. When it's considered that you've done mitzvah burning something, right? Let's say by Parmenas Rafim, etc. But over here, we know. Misha Talat and Rosso is Nasa and Tzvaso Ketores. And that's a very reasonable thing, right? You know, it's not a Chiddush. Meaning, if they had said, no, not Misha Talat and Rosso when it's totally charcoal, it would have been okay if they had said when you light it. Would have been okay. Misha Talat and Rosso is a perfectly reasonable shot, yeah. Misha Talat and Rosso, then you've done the mitzvah of Ketores. Because the whole point of Ketores is to make it smoke, to be makdirit. Right? And you've been mocked through it when it turns into smoke. Gevaldik. In that case, what is the status of the Ketores after Mishatala Timroso? Should it have Me'ila or not? Obviously not. Right? There should be no Me'ila in Ketores. La'acher Sha'Allah Timroso. Now, here we have a bit of a tricky part. How about Karbonos? Right? How about Karbonos? Right? Bedarim ve'evarim, right? Mechilov kachshei, other kachshim, and the whole all the evarim of the ola. After you burn them, do they still have me'ila? Anyone know the halacha? After you burn karbonos, do they still have me'ila?
Can you say that even after zrika, someone that loses it, someone that shofar
Zrika after the body of a shlomen loses it after Zrika because it's hetzer the kohanim, so you're allowed to eat it. That's a separate thing. Any karbonos which Hashem gave you to eat have no more me'ilah. But here I'm talking about not. I'm talking about the chalev or the ola. The stuff that you have to burn in the mizbeach.
Yeah.
When does it stop having me'ilah? Anyone know the din? Actually, it's a little tricky. It's a little controversial, which we won't go into now. But clearly, it's mefurish mishnah me'ilah that until Trumas Hadeshen, it still has me'ilah. It's mefurish mishnah and me'ilah. Now, the whole question me'ilah, which I'm not getting into now. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, but I'm not going to. Until the mishnah has machlokas, or read the Gemara, sorry. Until they do the one scoopful of trumas hadeshen, or until they take out all the deshen, and the Rambam and Rav would argue, and does that mean that after trumas hadeshen there's no me'ilah at all, or after trumas hadeshen there's me'ilah in some of it and not in the rest of it? But if one thing's a double pashut, the deshen has me'ilah. Deshen is ashes, is ephor. Deshen is a fancy word for ephor. The deshen has me'ilah of karbonos. The deshen of karbonos has me'ilah. Hold on, but if the deshen of karbonos has me'ilah, then what about the deshen of Ketores? Right? The deshen of Ketores seems to be matir after Talat and Russell. So here you have a machlokas rishonim. You know, if you're going to have a problem, but you have to figure out where the problem is. Right? On the one hand, what do you have here? The deshen mizbeach hachitzon. That's mefurish that yesh bo me'ilah. That's mefurish yesh bo me'ilah. Ketores mishetale timroso is mefurish that ein bo me'ilah because it's nasas mitzvah. Now, what's sort of the bridge between them? The status of what we want to ask about, like, to figure out like where to draw the line here. The status of deshen, what would you call it in Gemara Lashon? You want to know where there's me'ila in the... Well, what do you call the katoris after it's burned? Would you call it deshem mizbeach achitzon? Even if you haven't learned kachem, you know the answer to that. After you burn katoris, would you call it the deshem mizbeach achitzon? No. You would call it, right, the deshem mizbeach apnimi, right? So that's what's discussed in Yom HaDaf. Mem Testament Beis, in the Tosos, what about the deshem mizbeach HaPnimi? Does Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi have Mi'ila? Or does it not have Mi'ila? The Rambam says, write it down where the Rambam is. I mean, just he says one way or the other. I don't think his, if you look it up there, you'll actually start understanding why. He doesn't give us any clues. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Mi'ila Perek in... hold on a second. Where is this Rama? In around here. Oh, here it is. Perek Beis Halacha Tesvav Dishan Mizbeach Apnimi V'Dishan Amenorah Lo Nehenin V'Lo Moalin. Seems pretty clear in the Rambam that Dishan Mizbeach Apnimi, the Rambam seems to say Ein Bo Mi'ila, meaning Midrabanan. You still can't like take it home and put it in your garden. That's fine. There, it's pretty clear this is Rabanan. But the Rambam says Ein Bo Mi'ila. Tosos, so Machlok seen two versions of Tosos. Tosos in Yom and Testament Beis says, V'im Tomar, Maishtan Dishim Zeach Apni Afilu Kodim Dishim Les Be Me'ila, like it says in Kol Shah. And this is Tosos in Yom Nun Testament Beis. Say Ein Bo Me'ila. Why Ein Bo Me'ila? Actually, Rambam in Beis Tesvav and Tosfos in Yom Nuntesim in Beis. Why in Bo Me'ila?
Pasha, because that's the Gemara of Pesachim, that's what Tosfos says. Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi, Ein Les Be Me'ila, Kad Amar in Perakol Shah, Dik Torah Nachon Talos and Russell, Ein Bo Me'ila. Right? Tosfos says, Pasha, Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi, has no Me'ila, because that's our Sodit in Pesachim. However, the Tosfos Yishonim in Yom Adav Samach Amin Aleph, not a machlokas, King Tosus and Daf Nun Tes and Daf Samach like machlokas and Sukkis. Just as Tosus Yishanim is in the like Rabbeinu Hananel slot and gets pushed out. It's machlokas in Tosus and Tosus Yishanim. What's Tosus Yishanim? Tosus Yishanim just means that the printer printed Tosos, right? Rabbi, doctor, or whatever he was, Sensino, printed Tosos. And then, when they came against the printed in Vilna or some other time, they found a manuscript of Tosos, and now, hold on. The Sensino printed it. This is a manuscript, so it must be older. It doesn't really mean it was written older. It just means that for them it was older because it was a manuscript and it wasn't in the standard printing. So they put it on the side. So it's just like we have two verses of Tosos. They had two verses of Tosos and they called one of them Tosos Yishanim. So the Tosos Yishanim, which is different Baal Tosos, argues. And by the time he gets to his Daf Samach Amud Aleph, and he says that Ella Disha Medech HaPnimi VaHaMenorah Shemolam Bahem Kodem Dishon Af LaAcher Shinase Efer. There is Me'ila until you're Medashin them. The indoor Maishlad won't leave it, okay. Then also Efer. Right? So, Yeshbo Me'ila, this is the opinion of the Tosos Yishanim in Yom Adav Samach Amin Aleph, which again, the exact same Tosos. Just happens to be squeezed an omen later. And where does he get this from? So, if you look inside, it's not so pashut. But he gets from the Lashon of the Gemara seems to imply that Mizbeach HaChitzon and Mizbeach HaPnimi are similar. It's an implication. The Gemara like discusses them both in the same line. So the Gemara discusses them both in the same line, just like Dishon Mizbeach HaChitzon has Me'ila Likewise, Dishim is Be'echa Pnimi has Me'ilah. So now, each of them are going to have to answer one kasha, right? Each of them worked out well. The Rambam and the Tosos and the regular Tosos are going to have to answer, why is Dishim is Be'echa Pnimi Ein Bo Me'ilah, and Dishim is Be'echa Chitzon Yesh Bo Me'ilah? And those Shonim are going to have to answer, how can I tell you that the ashes have Me'ilah if the only thing you burn in the Be'echa Pnimi is Ketores, and once it's all the Tamraso, it has no Me'ilah? So, how are you going to explain this? So, let's just see. Now, here the question is, why don't we say, lo nasis mitzvaso, right? Because it needs dishon. After all, in the Be'echa Chitzon, it's not nasis mitzvaso yet. You still have to do dishon, right? The mitzvah's not over. Here also the mitzvah's not over, you have to do dishon. Right? So that's why Tosfos asks it. He says, just like in the Be'echa Chitzon, there's me'ilah because you still have a mitzvah. Here also there's me'ilah because you still have a mitzvah, right? Everyone says in the morning, Abayim Sarah Seir Racha, one of the things, dishon is Be'echa Pnimi, right? Right, the cheater snake is a yitzim called Nishin Zerach Abnimi. Right? So, how can we call it not? The basic question is, how can you say Nas Mitzvot because you were mocked here and you still didn't do the Dishon? You still didn't do the Dishon. Good question. So, what's the answer? So,
you didn't need to wait big day.
That's what Tosa says. So, Tosa says, Dishon is Beyach Hapnimi Lo Boi Big Day Kahuna. And since it doesn't need Big Day Kahuna, therefore, it's not an Avoda. Dishon is Hapnimi is not an Avoda. There are some things you have to do, but they're not Avodas. And if it's not an Avoda, then that's still called Nasa Mitzvaso. If you did the Avoda, it's Nasa Mitzvaso. Just because you have a non-avoda mitzvah to do, doesn't make it a bar me'ilah. It's only bar me'ilah if there's avoda to do. No, we say mitzvah, so it says, we don't literally mean mitzvah. A mitzvah doesn't make something me'ilah. An avoda to do makes something me'ilah. But if there's no avoda left, then that's not me'ilah. The Rav, in the Chidush Gram Vagrid, Kedarka Bakodesh, says something just a little more abstract than the Tosos, but very sharp. The real basic problem is that he never finds in the Rambam, right? The Rambam's in the same book. He never finds in the Rambam any hint that you don't need Big Day Kahuna for Dishim Zecha Pnimi. As a matter of fact, the Rambam makes it sound like it is an Avoda. Right? He says, the Rambam says, a Zar is not Chayiv Misa for Dishim Zecha Pnimi because it's Avoda Sivuk. Because you own the Zar Zalach Chayiv Misa for doing an Avoda. Putting not an Avoda, taking away. But the Rambam doesn't say that's not an avoda. So the Rav says that's very nice for Tosfos. He invents this idea you don't eat Big Day Kahuna. Tosfos didn't have a proof you don't eat Big Day Kahuna. He didn't have a proof at all. He just said that right? Because we never found that you need Big Day Kahuna. But what do you mean? The Rambam should have. What do you mean? Never found. The Rambam would have told us if. You don't assume, Tosfos says, well, if we never found you need Big Day Kahuna, then you probably don't. The Rav says, no, the Rambam called an Avoda. Of course you need Big Day Kahuna. So the Rav says something a little more lumdish, and this is very reminiscent of the Rav Chaim about Chametz. The Rav says there's a difference between the Dishim is Be'echa Chitzon and the Dishim is Be'echa Pnimi. It sounds like just sharpness. But I think it's really, I think this is really very, very, very deep. What's the difference between the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaChitzon? So the Rav says that Dishon Mizbeach HaChitzon is a chiyuv of the Deshen. The Deshen is Chayiv in Trumas HaDeshen.
However, Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi VeHamenorah Zachiyuv of the clean, not the Afer. He says, no. He says, there's both avodas. There's an avoda of Dishon Mizbeach HaChitzon and an avoda of Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. However, even though you might think, Tosas started out thinking, they're both coming from the same angle. The Rav says, no, they might both be avodas, but they're two different kinds of avodas. The Mizbeach HaChitzon, there's a chiyuv on the deshen that is being nidshan. Look in the Chumash. Says, Zos Toras Ha'olah, Hi Ha'olah, Alazeach, Lavash Me Midobad, Ve'irimus HaDeshen, Lavash Me Godin Achei, Ve'imil Tzias HaDeshen, Chos Ma'am Ha'olkom Tahor. This is the Torah of the Ola. And again, Ola there is used to, I guess, Shukah Shemekers, Ola, right? Torah Sa'ola, Torah Sa'katas, but clearly, Alpi Torah Shabal Peh. Torah Sa'ola is referring to anything that's Ola on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, right? Anything that's Ola on the Mizbeach HaChitzon has the Torah Achas that is discussed in Masechet Zvachim, in Paratam Mizbeach Mekadesh, the Mizbeach Mekadesh, any Sula things that are Ola. So yeah, an Ola, part of the din of the Ola, right? Again, Ola, I mean carbon Ola. Ola meaning anything that's Ola Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Torah Ha'ola is that it burn al Mokdal Mizbeach Kol HaLaila Ad HaBoker, that you can burn it all night long, means you can put it on, but also means to continue burning all night long, right? That if it falls off, you should put it back. The chiyuv of the Ola is to keep burning and burning and burning it, and to take away the deshen. You want to ask in philosophy, why is the chiyuv of the Ola? Okay, so ask a philosopher. But the yizdef, the chiyuv of the Ola, you haven't done the mitzvah of the Ola yet, by Ola I'm including chalavim of other kachim. You haven't done the mitzvah of the Ola until you've burned it through and through and taken out the deshen. Again, I don't mean you weren't Yotze, that mitzvah, the haftarah, but you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of the chetzah. That's then in the chetzah, right? To make it sound brisker, you just have to add the words in the chetzah of, right? Right? That's in the chetzah of the Afer, the chetzah of the karban. The karban requires trumas adeshen and otzas adeshen. However, in the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the menorah, it's not a chiyuv of the shaman of the menorah and the ketoros Mizbeach HaPnimi that would be nidshan. It's a chiyuv that you have to clean off the Mizbeach and clean off the menorah so that you'll have room for more things. And that's Navoda. It's Navoda. HaTavas HaNeiros is Navoda. And Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi is Navoda. But, simple shot, into the Rambam here. You know, the hatov of the mizbeah, of the menorah, is not like the end of lighting it. It's to prepare it so that you can reuse it. Likewise, the deshen, you have to take the deshen out of the menorah, right? So that you can relight it. You have to take the deshen out off of the mizbeach hapnimi, because eventually it has to be cleaned. That's the din. That's the taro shel mizbeach. There's a din. I mean, you don't require taro shel mizbeach all year long. But there's a din that you need to clean out the mizbeach. Since that's a din in the mizbeach, not in the afer, therefore, the Afer is Nasus Mitzvaso. Yeah, the Torah is Nasus Zoshim Yitzitala Tirasso. Why do you have to do Deshen? That's a Chiv to clean the Mizbeach. However, the Karbonus, the Zeh HaChitzon, you haven't done the Mitzvah, the Chetzah, until you've done the Truman Hosas HaDeshen. So that's the Rav's answer, where he didn't want to, instead of like Tosos, making an assumption, Bintzios, making up a new din. I mean, making up in a bad way. Tosa speculates a new din to differentiate between Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi and Dishon Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Rav instead says, no, in the Rambam it's too hard to make up a new din, but I can just say it looks like the same din from the outside, but on the inside it's a different din, because the Dishon Mizbeach HaChitzon is the sof avoda of the Ola. Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi is not, the Torah was finished a long time ago. That's an avoda of cleaning the Kalim. That's the Rav's part, or his father's part. Chidushim Brown by Grid says in the Hakdama, there's no way to tell whose idea it was. So either the Rav's word or his father's right. That's on one side of the issue. And I think it's a very sharp fillip. Maybe there are other rayas to it, but the Rav didn't bring any. He doesn't explicitly say Nibig De Kuna, but he does call it an avoda. He does call it an avoda, so you would think he did. If you want to, maybe you could stick it into the Rambam. I'm sure you'd find people who do that. But you think the Rambam should have told us this. How about the other side? The other question is even tougher. If you take the Tosfos Yeshanim, Gevaldik, all Deshen has Me'ilah. Because you still, not mitzvah, so you still do the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. But, what about the fact that it's a stira to our sugya? Our sugya is mefurash, that it's nasis mitzvah, so we should tell it to Russo. And the Tosfos Yeshanim says that has Me'ilah until you do the Dishon. Right? So I put it on. I put it down on the fire. On the coals. Right? In 5 seconds is Talatim Russell. 5 seconds is Talatim Russell. Let's take the morning one. In 5 seconds is Talatim Russell. In 23 hours, I'll do Dishon. Or in the nighttime, in 13 hours, I'll do Dishon. Whatever it works out to be. So hold on a second. Aren't we saying Talatim Russell? That's in 5 seconds, no more Me'iwa. So how can Tosfos Yeshanim say, I understand what Tosfos Yeshanim wants to say. It should be similar to Dishon Zeach Achitzo. For all the Lamedes Tosfos said, and all the Lamedes the Rav says, the Gemara says that we darshan, there's such a thing as Dishon Zeach Apnimi, from a remez from Dishon Zeach Achitzo. So you assume Dishon Zeach Apnimi, Dishon Zeach Achitzo are the exact same avoda. Fine, Gevaldik, wonderful. But it's the Stephen Argo, it's a 23-hour Stephen Argo Gemara. So he has a crazy... he has a crazy answer. Why is it a crazy answer? The Svar is not crazy at all. This is a crazy answer because it's still a Stephen Argo Gemara. What does he say? He has to say that Lamaskana, our Gemara is not really true. The halach of our Gemara is true, but the Hezbollah is not. What did the Tosfos Yeshanim say? Tosfos Yeshanim says that really, there is no nasis mitzvaso misha tale tim rosso. Really, our Gemara is wrong. Kolmar v'reach ein behem mishum me'ilah. So he says, really, there's a different reason there's no Me'ilah. There's no Me'ilah for a different reason. No Me'ilah, sorry. No Me'ilah in Reyach for a different reason. What are the two different reasons he suggests? What are the two different reasons he suggests? A, lo nitna Torah l'malachi hasharis. He says, really, of course there's me'ilah. Just smelling is not a problem, because lo nitna Torah hasharis, it's impossible to not smell ketores. Therefore, obviously, the Torah didn't ask for smelling it. Really, the chefta is a chefta sheish bo me'ilah. The chefta does have me'ilah. It's just mutter smell for a different reason. Right? Really? The chetza has me'ilah. It's just mutter smell for a different reason. Either to omit the Torah l'malachi hasharis, or because reyach ein bo mamish. Now I know, you didn't tell me reyach ein bo mamish is what our Gemara thought at first, but it was wrong. Right? That's only how we know our Gemara. Tosfos Yeshanim says, b'doch ha-gadol, that it's a little funny. Did anyone read the Tosfos Yeshanim? He's so blasé about it. He's like, oh, I have the explanation here. And he doesn't bother to point out that actually this is against what it says in the Gemara in Pesachim. His whole spirit is in the Gemara Pesachim. His spirit is in the Gemara Pesachim. I can answer it. Like, his answer is accepting the fact of the Gemara Pesachim, but rejecting the reasoning of the Gemara Pesachim, right? Accepting the Maskana without the reasoning. But apparently he has to say, v'dochak, that we don't pass like our sugya. Really, the chetza have me'ilah, and it's not nasis mitzvah, so it still requires dishon. The reason why smelling is not me'ilah is for a technical reason, either because reyachim bo mamish, meaning he says even though little particles go to your body, that's not mamish because you can't see them, or because lo nitna Torah l'malachi hasharis, when the Torah told us to be mefaten ketores and to carry the ketores and to burn the ketores and to do all the avodah around the ketores. It's so obvious that everyone's going to be smelling the Torah the whole time that it must be the Torah's matter smelling the Torah. By the way, what's his example? How does he know Milman and Tom Malach Hashar says Matar Hanafim Hektish? What's the example of Shas? So big de kahuna while you're doing avoda, right? So they assume that, like, you know, if you wear it 1 second after you finish your avoda, that's obviously not a problem with Ila, because whatever, you have to be practical. This is very dachuk, because it's against our sugya, and it's a bit of a tainy and tells Shoshana why he doesn't like admit that he's very dachuk, right? And then he gets on to very big chidushim. He says, according to this B, smelling anything of hektish is never me'ila, because ain't bal mamish. It's a big kula. According to A, it's not such a big kula, because it only applies to one particular case. According to B, it's a tremendous kula. And he says, okay, but I'm not sure if I pass it in l'maisa. But what would you have said to answer his question? What would you have said? Wouldn't you have said something simpler to answer his question?
The difference between guitar and dishon, like...
Well, hold it. The only thing you burn in de'echa p'nimi is guitar.
I'm saying still, it has a different shame. Like, when you're burning it dishon with guitar. Once it's burnt, then it's called like garbage, isn't it? Like,
oh, when it's burnt, it still is me'ila. That's deshon.
Right, but me'din deshon. I'm saying, like, now it has a status of deshon. And then you compare it to...
You're saying until you... like, it has me'ila, then for a second it has no status, it doesn't have me'ila, then it gets me'ila again when it becomes deshen? That's... I hear that. That's a little machodesh. I think you said something very simple.
I thought you were going to say that it's smelling versus doing something else with the actual deshen. I don't know why that would be, because smelling is just a usage of deshen.
But that's what he says, Surechim Olamish. The problem is that, again, our Gemara is not...
Can we say that Surechim Olamish only in a context only when, once it's not
successful, so then... Yeah, but that's a little hard to say. Okay, I'll tell you what I would have said. I would have said it's not even Moses. It's just like simple, I think it's just Pashut Baal Batish common sense. I would have said that when you burning splits the chetza in half. What stays is lo nasis mitzvah so? What goes in the air is nasis mitzvah so? I apologize. I realize no one can read a word what I just said. But
that was a waste of time.
But I thought it's very pashut. When you burn the ktores, you're splitting into two chetzes. The part that goes through the air all over the mikdash, you can't be medashin. Basically, when you burn it, it turns into half smoke and half ashes, right? That's what burning does. I'm sure chemists could tell you exactly which chemicals make half of it smoke and half of it ashes. So I just thought very balabatish. The half that becomes smoke is nasa mitzvaso, because you can't be medashin smoke. The half that turns into ashes is low nasa mitzvaso, because you can still be medashin it. So just wait, splits into two different chetzas. The chetza that you smell is the chetza that you can't be medashin. The molecules you smell, you can't be medashin. And the molecules you can be medashin, you don't smell. What I'm just saying is, don't view it as a unified chetza of ketores. There's one chetza of ketores. It's just a big chetza that, like, goes from the mizbeach to Yericho. No. View it as you split it into two chetzas. So part of the chetza is the smoke. And that has no more mitzvah to do with it, because it's just going in the air all the way to Yericho, and you can't touch it anymore. And part of it is the ashes, and that is the mitzvah of Dishon to do with it. So the Deshen has Me'ila. But the Ashen doesn't have Me'ila. All you have to do is say that it's two different Chefzas and not one unified Chefza, which I don't think is such a crazy thing to say. I don't even think it's a Lomdish thing to say. I think it's just a Baal Batish thing to say. So I think that, you know, the instead of rejecting our Gemara, in all other karbanos, the reach is also ein bo me'ila, but no one really ever smells that reach, because it's not so exciting, maybe.
Basically,
yeah, I'm saying the derech achitzon also the reach wouldn't have me'ila. If you enjoyed the reach of the ola burning, that wouldn't have me'ila. Why? Because the particles that go in smoke and waft all over Yerushalayim.
It's basically the same result as reach in Romanos.
Yes, but it's not against our Gemara. I'm saying the reach has mamish, but the reach half is nasis mitzvaso. And then A for half is low nasa mitzvaso. I just thought, okay. That doesn't say chef to gavra, but I think it's true. If you're going to take the Truma Tosu Chana's approach, then I think this is just a very posh answer.
In Rashi, in Kiddushin wouldn't be able to do this because it would just be impossible to do mitzvah. So the smell, meaning you still need to do deshin, it's just impossible.
No, I don't think you're even chayv in the mitzvah in the first place. The mitzvah is only on deshin. Smoke's not deshin. Any chemist will tell you there's two different, you know, molecules or atoms or whatever, the elements. Two different elements, many different elements in the Torah. Some elements can become deshin, some elements can't. But the deshin is probably mostly carbon or something. You know? So, I don't even think Rashi would have a problem with that. Because not that you can't be medashin to smoke. That's the way I said it. But you're not chayv be medashin to smoke because it's not deshin. You're only chayv be medashin deshin. So I think it's a little along the lines where Leroy was going. It's just a little simpler. Half of it becomes deshin, but half of it doesn't become deshin. The half that becomes deshin stays a bar mitzvah, and the half that doesn't become deshin stops being a bar mitzvah. Okay, so that is just a little bit of an introduction to the idea of nasa mitzvaso, and then just some basic pashat shot in terms of the status of dishim zveach hapnimi. We ended up with three ways to understand dishim zveach hapnimi. Either Tosfos, not an Avodah, the Rav an Avodah, but an Avodah on the Chetz of the Kli, not the Chetz of the Deshen, or Tosfos Yishanim, no, an Avodah Gemura on the Deshen, same as Trumas HaDeshen of the Chitzom. Then for the Tosfos Yishanim, you have to defend our Sugya, so you could say, well, we'll accept the Maskan of our Sugya, but not the details of our Sugya, like Tosfos Yishanim, which is very wonderful, possible Svaras, but very Dachuk. Or you could say very, very Pashut, and just a Balabatish answer. Sometimes Balabatish answer is good, that half of it becomes Deshen, half of it becomes Ashen. The half that becomes Ashen is Nasim Mitzvaso, the half that becomes Deshen is not Nasim Mitzvaso. And it's just, you have to see it not as one unified Chefta, but as two separate Cheftas. This might be not so well, it works so well for Rashi, who says the Yesh Bo Mamish is because it's all the Chefta of the original Samamanim. But don't say like Rashi, no, it's not like all the Chefta of the Samamanim, it's that, you know, it all used to be the Chefta of the Samamanim, but now half of it's the Chefta of Ashan, and half of it's the Chefta of burnt Samamanim. The Gemara continues here, then brings in the Rayas from Hechnisa LeRivka, and you've probably seen Achlokas is exactly what Rivka means, but the Gemara wants to at first use this as a proof that EF Shur Mechavin is Osir, because you have to let the baby nurse. And if you're Mechavin for it to do work, then that passels it, whether it's talking about an Egla Rufa or Paraduma, doesn't really make much of a difference. And the Gemara says, in the end, when it comes to both Egla Rufa and Paraduma, there are separate rules, and it has nothing to do with Kavana. It's nothing to do with the normal rules of Darshan Meskavin or Maisa. It's a special rule of Uba, Dumya, Da Oved, whatever, if it does work, it's Nicha for you, it's Osir. If it does work, that's not nicha for you, it is mutter. So anything that's nicha for you is usher and has nothing to do with the bayin rabak. The special rule there of nichole. And the assumption is that if you wanted it to do disha, that's nichole. If you didn't want it to do disha, it is not nichole. Why, if you didn't want it to do nisha, is it not nichole? So the Rishonim argue either Tosa says that because there were enough cows to do disha without it, or the Rach says, because the Chnisa L'Rivka means you went to fatten it up, and any work makes it weaker, and you wanted to make it fatter. There's also Rabbi Huda that it's very young, and therefore you don't want to be damaged through work.
Is that a figure in Nichalei, meaning one of them damages and one of them times don't care?
I don't think so. I think that everyone agrees if it's neutral, that's called no nichole. They're just arguing what's the okimta. Tos says the okimta is there's so many cows that it's neutral. While the Rach and the other day and Tos says, no, there aren't so many cows. The only reason that it's not positive is because there's a negative. So I think they're just arguing an okimta, not a din. You could ask about Shabbos, but I think here, for sure, they're just arguing an okimta, not in... Not in din. Then the Gemara brings a riot from Allah Aleha Zachar Psula, and Tosus asked a very interesting kasha in Raskol Allah. Tosus asked a very interesting kasha. What do you mean Allah Aleha Zachar Psula? Because it's Nichole, right? Meaning if a male is Neshamish with this Paraduma, then that's through nicha that you want that male to have his way with her, which is considered a type of avoda. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Why would that be nicha? You just lost $1 million from a paraduma, right? Remember, it's even more. We know from kindergarten the paraduma is even worth more money than a precious jewel of the choshen. So why is it nicha to lose $1 million? And the Tosfos gives a simple answer, which is what most Rishonim say, which is that we call this nichole because if it had been kosher, if we had paskin kosher, it would be nichole. Meaning, if we'd say it's mutter, then it would be nichole. And therefore, it's a paradox. The question is, what do you do in halacha when you have a paradox? Right? What does that mean? If we say it's kosher, then it's nichole. You're very glad that your male was able to have his way with her. But then it's nichole, it's possible. But if possible, it's not nichole, you're very upset that you would lose $1 million. If it's not nichole, it's kosher. So what do you do if you have a paradox? So Tosfos assumes that if you have a paradox, right, then you have to paskin l'chumra. And we call that nichole. The Tosfos in Tosfos Rosh, Mamtziyah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, says it a little differently. He just says, what's nichole, lo nichole? We define nichole, lo nichole by, like, regular, you know, derech b'nei adam. Meaning, forget about paraduma and halacha. Is a person happy or sad when his ox can, his bull can be mishamish with his cow? So a person's happy. Everybody says avoid the paradox. Nichole, lo nichole means beside this halacha. Until you got to this halacha, was it nichole or no, or lo nichole? Not taking into account this halacha. So it could be that's what Tosfos means. The nemar shira hava nichole yukakim lachshira. It's not exactly what Tosfos says. It's nemar shira hava nichole.
You can't use halacha to say it's
right. But I think the same for two reasons. The Tosfos Russian, but the teacher is saying you can't nichole means beside the halacha we're talking about now, not including the halacha. At least the halacha we're talking about now. Well, Tosfos seems to say that maybe it does include the halacha we're talking about now, but you get through a paradox, then you have to go through. Either way, what this means is that, you know, on Shabbos, turning on the light in my fridge is called nichole. I can't say no nichole because I don't like to turn on lights on Shabbos, because normally I like to have lights on, because if you would say it's mutter, and it's not chol Shabbos, then it would be nichole. So interestingly, there's a Tosfos Rav Peretz here brings down a dea, who says that it's only called nichole in a hechitimtzi that you saw the zachar doing it and didn't stop him. That's the only case of nichole. If you saw the zachar doing it and didn't stop him, which seems to imply that min hastam we could call it lo nichole because you ruined your par aduma. That would be a big cool according to that Tosfos Rav Peretz. I mean, it's not necessarily himself who used that, but a day of Tosfos Rav Peretz. According to the Tosfos Rav Peretz, you could say that like opening the fridge and turning on the light is lo nichole. Because he assumed that you can't call something lo nichole because of the halachic effect. So that would be a big chiddush lemaisa. So again, the Tosfos Rav Peretz has a das yachid that really it's lo nichole unless you specifically approved of it. And he makes the okimta you specifically approved of it. However, the mainstream is that this is called nichole automatically because it, without this halacha it's nichole. And that's the that's the mainstream approach. Okay, the last part of this gemara gets on to mochiksus. I see we're next, even though I said we go longer and catch up, there's a limit to how long we can go. So hopefully one of the things you've been thinking about, and maybe you'll continue to think about, is what actually is the isser of shatnez? Not what's the chetzishal isser of shatnez. That is also an interesting question, but not for now. It's wool and linen combined. Let's assume that's good enough. But what is the maisa isser of shatnez? There's at least three possibilities floating around. What is the maisa isser, or four possibilities floating around? What's the maisa isser of shatnez? So we'll have to come back and discuss that next time. And so we'll spend, 20 minutes next time on figuring out what the yisod of the Isser of Shatnez is and how that ties into Mokriksus. Probably also have to figure out a few other yisodos. And we will start the sugya of Shvach Eitzim Mepas and Zev Zegorim. You should just start looking at the Gemara. You probably have to go like a full blot of Gemara from Chaf Vav Beis to Chaf Zayin Beis to really understand what's going on. And
and I will and be very, very much ma'ayin in the Tosos, and the Bli Neder, I'll give out a makor sheet on exactly what you want to do here. There's many sugyas here. The sugya Shachis Vapas is its own sugya. Sugya Zev Zeh Gorem is its own sugya. The sugya of Yolach Hanol Yam HaMelach is its own sugya. And then, you know, and I'm in Beis, a little more Me'ila stuff. And we're going to have to keep collecting the little nuggets of Me'ila. So that'll be the next 2 weeks. After that will be a little Bir Chametz, most of which we've already spoken about. Just finish up some details. The schedule is, I talked to Ray Miller, that when we get to the next Mishnah, Chav Chesem and Aleph, we will break for Chazara. At least that's the plan as of now, that Ray Miller and I will both get to the Mishnah of Chesem and Aleph at the same time, in the middle of January. Second half of January, we'll get to the Mishnah on Chav Chesem and Aleph, and then we'll break from Chazara, and then we'll continue with the next Mishnah.
How long
we have Chazara? However long we want. Ray Miller thinks a little longer than I think, so I'll probably let him decide. A couple weeks. There has to be a bechina, otherwise you won't be able to learn well. No, what's the credit? The credit you get for learning well is there's a registrar. There's a registrar who, unlike the registrar in Weston Heights, there's a registrar who enters everything properly. It doesn't lose any grades. So to be yotzi, that registrar will have to have a bechina. Because I'm very against like learning shul l'shma, but bechinas are l'shma. When I was in Princeton, I took all the Rav Rosen's like bechinas. Because you don't learn well if you don't take the bechina. So needless to say, he was not much sure himself to grade them. He didn't get paid for grading my bechina, he didn't get paid for grading my students' bechinas. But that didn't matter. Because the Iker is taking the Bechina. So everyone should take the Bechina L'shma. What? No, that was back in the old days when he graded the Bechina. Yeah.